Welcome to The Hitch, Week 7.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day 52.
52.
It's our last night here in the Black Hills.
I know. I'm sad about that.
Yeah.
It's like today I was like, I don't want to go.
I know.
I'm very clogged up right now, too.
This is our sixth night here.
Yeah.
On this end, but we did like 5 or 6 nights before.
Yeah, like, on the way out. And so like we've been here the longest of anywhere.
Anywhere.
With this trip.
Two combined.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's measurable. I think it's a sixth of the whole trip.
Yeah.
Now we've spent here in the Black Hills at this pretty amazing campsite that.
Yeah.
The first trip we were here, first leg we were here, we were in, you know, a totally different part of this campground.
Yeah, like right by all the kids' stuff.
So yeah, it was
great
this...
for the kids. It was kind of loud, but it was really, like, we were across from the mini golf. So basically, our little guy played mini golf, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Which was fun for him.
And we were still really new in the trailer at that point. And I think it really, like... It was kind of like being in the city, you know?
Yeah, we were like, right in the heart of it.
Yeah, and now...
Well, and we had all these amenities, you know?
Right.
Things like running water and electricity and all these things we were still getting used to. So,
But, you know, this leg, we're a little more used to things. And we ended up here... I mean, we booked this late because we changed our minds, you know? And... You know, there was not a lot available. Amazingly, there was anything available during Sturgis week. You know, we ended up at the far corner of this enormous campsite. And we've talked about it before. We're sitting outside again, you know, and it's beautiful.
So like, beautiful.
And
pretty quiet little corner. And it's far from all the, like... kids stuff to the point where we sometimes drive the car over just because we don't want to have to carry the 3-year-old that far when he refuses to walk. And that's funny, but once we kind of were like, whatever, if we want to go somewhere and we have to drive, that's okay, then it's like been no problem being this far out. It's been great.
In fact,
I prefer it.
I mean, it's really, it's been remarkable. And we never ran out of
space. We're still in orange.
Yeah, we're still in the orange.
I'm really proud of us.
Once we're done recording right now, we're going to go do, you know, another load of dishes. Probably end up doing a load in the morning. But
I
guess
sure
we could use the tank in the morning.
We could, because we're about to dump it.
But,
just got a mosquito.
But yeah, I'm really nostalgic. The 13-year-old's nostalgic.
He just went on a memory lane walk.
Probably about 40-minute long
walk. He said he went to visit all the places that we had been to, and I know. Today, like a couple of days ago, I was feeling like, you know what, this is great, this has been wonderful, but I'll be ready to move on. And now that it is time to move on, I'm like, no. This place has been important to our family for years. We've been coming to this camp, this specific campground for, I mean, 10 years,
I mean,
probably.
Our 13-year-old was basically
was
the
like
age
three,
of our 3-year-old.
So, yeah. So for 10 years, not every year, but every couple of years usually will come. And it's just a special place for us. And so being in a place like this for, especially at a time where we needed to kind of recoup and rejuvenate and stuff. And we have done that. Has been so nice that it's hard to think about leaving. And as you pointed out today, like, it feels like we're going back.
Yeah, like,
I mean, and we are. I mean, we are heading back.
Yeah, like,
that's the thing
to me that's been, that I've really been struggling with today is that, you know, we head to the Badlands tomorrow, but, and we're there for 2 full days, 3 nights, 2 full days, but the stops become shorter.
Stops become shorter,
you know, and every location is a place we've been. you know, and it all gets us closer to home, you know, and closer to Dunn. And there's so many unknowns on the other end of that, you know,
and for sure
that. Trying to keep those unknowns at bay, you know, while also feeling like the days are getting quicker and the, you know, places we're going are more the length of stopovers than the length of real stays, you know. And as you pointed out, like, we still have a week and a half, even maybe, right around a week and a half left, you know. And for many people, that's about the sum total of the vacation they get in a year.
I was trying to pep,
and
I was trying to pep the 13-year-old up by saying, look, it's like, we could think of it as the beginning of, like, a lot of, I mean, we're very lucky.
And that's the thing. It is important
that we've had this opportunity
to keep that perspective of just how lucky we are, you know, and how much, you know, how lucky we are after a run of real shit luck.
Yeah, you know? Although the flip of that is it was good luck in that.
Isn't that you lived?
I'm
you
alive. Know?
Yeah, but
it was shitty what happened, but it was a good outcome.
But, like, yeah, I mean, today I've really been hit with this feeling of going back, but also kind of being re-hit with the just sort of, like, memories of how hard it was.
I know, and me too. How, it's like PTSD.
Yeah, you know, and like how we talked a lot about being here and being in this trailer as a way of pushing
getting
out
through,
you know, the bad memory and the bad thoughts, and like here we are. And
I know.
It's wonderful, but I'm also like, no, I don't want to go back to
I know. I feel the same way. I mean, this trip was such a, I don't necessarily want to call it a crutch, but it was such a helpful.
Yeah. It wasn't a crutch at all.
Not
it
a was crutch, a but what's the
thing to focus on?
Yeah, it was just a positive, you know, focal point for me during all of my treatment, that I wanted it so badly and I needed it and it's been great. But the reality of going back, it's starting to seep into my dreams. Yeah. Like, I'm starting to have stress dreams. I looked at the calendar the other day and I was just like, oh, cause I have a lot of doctor appointments coming up, you know, just checkups and stuff like that, which is good, but it's not good. It's like not what I want to be doing. No. And it's like, I still have a lot of trauma from that, and having to go back and face those appointments is hard. So that's starting to seep in, and I want to keep it at bay, but it's starting to seep in.
Yeah, I want to keep it at bay too, but the more the stays get short and the path gets us further and further east, the harder it is to be like, I want to be here in the moment, you know, but I think that's going to be the challenge for all of us, including, you know, I mean, the 13-year-old goes back to school like 5 days after we get back,
poor guy.
You know, like he's jumping
he's
into
like
the deep end
to talk
too, you
as
know,
into doing online school. He's like, I don't have to go.
Yeah.
But
he needs 13-year-olds.
He needs other kids.
Today
yes,
it was definitely
sure.
like, dude,
he needs
you need
other kids. Yeah.
Need to not be hanging out with
old tired people.
Yeah, or a tiny 3-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it is really bittersweet. This place has been great.
It's
you know, and
I feel like it's exactly what we needed at the time we needed it. And I feel like this place has been like that for us in the past too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a really special place for us and for our family to just have family time and, you know, have a lot of fun together and have it. It's an easy place to be. I think you said earlier today, like, it's just, it's the kind of place where they have everything you need. Except for the internet and cell service.
Yeah, but
yeah, besides
even
that,
sort of.
Well, even
nice.
That today, you were appreciating not having it a little bit. So no, I mean, and we have been so lucky to have this opportunity that I don't want to be too bratty in the like whining about it, because it's been great and we're lucky, but it's just a hard transition. It's going to be hard to transition back.
Yeah, it is.
Especially because we just have a lot.
Yeah.
That we have to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot.
Work, but life, all that stuff.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, I feel like we're saying our goodbyes now, but we've got...
I know, we've got a week and a half. I know, and we've got a lot ahead of fun in that time.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
It isn't goodbye.
And tomorrow we're going to go back to the Badlands.
But stay in a new campsite. But stay in a new campsite. So even that's sort of new.
Yeah, the new campsite that has full hookups.
Yeah, we get to use water again. So we get back
to be... To washing dishes in the trailer. But, yeah, so that'll be great. I mean, we always have something to look forward to. You know, even, dare I say, when we're back in the real world, there's always something to look forward to. It's just, we're just going to be hit with a lot that we very happily left behind.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go back to it, but it would be irresponsible of us not to, at least.
Yeah. We're already bordering on irresponsible as it is. Yeah, we're already irresponsible.
I should probably check back in with my doctors,
at some point.
Make sure
things are good. I should probably find employment before the money runs out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this has been a great place.
This has been a great place.
And this has been exactly the stay we needed, I think.
Especially today. We didn't even really talk about today, but we went and we had a picnic lunch at this great...
Oh, my God. Just this little turnoff. Just a little picnic turnoff in the National Forest.
Yeah, National Park, like,
you know, not far outside of... Not far from Mount Rushmore. And I'd noticed it a couple of the times that we'd driven. And I was like, you know what? Let's have a picnic there tomorrow. And it was stunning.
It was stunning.
Like, it was this just path fully paved, completely handicap accessible path, which was awesome.
Yeah, it was totally accessible, which was great, and made it a lot easier with our three-year-old.
This thing onto this vista of the Black Hills that was...
Didn't even look real. It looked like
a matte painting in a movie. It really did.
It didn't look real, and it was just, this incredible valley with these, like, dark, jutting rocks and these blues that...
Yeah.
Are just so beautiful, and greens and browns, and I mean just so beautiful and unexpected. Like, we thought we were just going to be like in the forest kind of thing, and then
and it was another because we've done so little tourist
we haven't done any tourist stuff, we went
to Rapid City yesterday and did that stuff, but that's it, you know, and it was just this sort of a reminder of just how stunningly beautiful where we are is, you know? And it really is. I think the Black Hills are some of my favorite
place in the
country.
I mean,
every time I come here, I'm amazed by it.
Every time. I know, just today I was saying to you, like, there are colors here that are not in Colorado. Like, when I'm used to looking out in a Western landscape, and... It's very different and just so beautiful. And what I was thinking is, because this was like a picnic, one picnic pull off of many on this highway that we're on. And we just were like, okay, you know, this one or whatever, just because it was kind of close to where we were. But think of all those other ones. Yeah. I'm sure they're just as amazing too.
Definitely.
And so it's a good reminder of, like, the stuff you drive past as you're like zipping to Mount Rushmore or Rapid City or... You know, any of the touristy areas, like, that stuff is worth stopping at. And when you have the time, if you can take the time to do it. Because remember, we were kind of tired at lunchtime.
Right.
We had been running around at the park with the kids and doing all sorts of stuff, playing outside, basically. And so everyone was tired and kind of like, let's just go back to the trailer and hang out. And, you know, we were like, no, let's do this.
Yeah.
It's our last day here. And it was so worth it.
It was.
Just, again, one of those really reminders of, like, just try.
Yeah.
Just try a little bit to get out there.
Exactly.
It was great.
Well, right now we're going to go try to do the dishes
one more time. And here's a funny thing. When we were driving by earlier, the dish station, somebody was having, like, a multi-blender, like margarita party
maybe they
there.
Still are.
I don't know, but it was the funniest thing. I was like, wow, some people really pack when they come camping. Okay. Like, I would never
think to bring a blender
and like fancy drink stuff, but you know, I'm not really a fancy drink.
That's true.
Lady.
You're not that fancy.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of not being fancy, let's go do the dishes.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.